The very first song on page 3, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Amen. How about if I just swap you? You take that and I'll take this and then I'll figure it out. All right? Now, we're going to stay on page 3 and we're going to sing that next song. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. He is faithful. Praise God. He's a faithful. Today. Amen. Now we're going to go to the very next page, page number 4. And let's sing the very first song on that next page, He Lives. I serve a risen Savior. Amen. He is alive. He lives. Say that. He lives in my heart. Amen. He's with me everywhere I go, day or night. You know, good times, bad times, he sees me through. Amen. All right. Now, let's sing the very next song, How Great Thou Art. Amen. How great thou art. Praise God. He is a great God. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the roar.
again. Then sings my soul, my Savior.
Like those songs, those good hymns of the church, magnifying God, lifting His name. Amen. We're going to talk about God's love today. Amen. The love of God has been shed abroad by the Holy Ghost. We're going to take a look at God's best, God's biggest, and God's most powerful gift, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Love. Now, I've turned in my Bible to 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 8, and it says this, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Amen. God is love. Now, God knows how to do love. Amen. But now, that's because God is love. Amen. And so, when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and He dwells on the inside of us, we have that love dwelling on the inside of us, helping us, guiding us, protecting us, keeping us safe. And so, we're going to take a look today at this God of love. Now, I want to sing a song. And now this song is called Champion of Love. Champion of Love. He is the champion of love. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? I want to introduce to you, in this corner of the good and the right, stands a champion clothed in white. His height exceeds the heavens. His weight outweighs the world. His reach reaches everywhere. His age is evermore. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take His crown away. He's more mighty than the mightiest. He reigns from above. He's the all-time undisputed, undefeated champion of love. Amen. He left his hometown to enter this arena, to raise His hands in victory for you and me. But an angry crowd crucified this man who wore their crown, and they laughed as they watched Him going down. Oh, but I will never count Him out, for I'm a witness of the day He rose in victory. This champion of love, He's higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take His crown away.
from above. He is higher than the highest, greater than the grave. No one will ever take his crown away. He's more mighty than the mightiest.
Time champion of love. Amen. We read this verse in 1 John chapter 4. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for he is love. Now I'm going to go over to the third chapter and read just the very first verse, chapter number 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. We are the sons and daughters of God. We accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We come on into the family of God. And I like to say it like this: I can call heaven my home. Amen. Now, I haven't been there yet, but I'm looking forward to going. Amen. Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm telling you, I am looking forward to going to heaven. Now, I know I've got a few things to do here on earth, but I'm telling you, many times I've told God, I say, God, come on, let's wrap it up, man. I want to go home. You know, yeah, oh yeah. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And forever shall we be with the Lord. And so, you know, I'm telling you now, you know, many times, sometimes in my past, in my birthdays, you know, they'll say, well, you know, don't want to talk about birthdays, but I guess, you know, it's better than the alternative. And I always stop them and remind them that the alternative is better. What do you mean it's better than the alternative? Man, I'd much rather be in heaven. Glory to God. It's so much better. I mean, well, you know, don't like to talk about, you know, my birthday, but I guess it's better than the alternative. No, it's not. No. No, heaven is so much better, you know, than having another birthday. I'm telling you. But now we're talking about the love of God today. And this verse, it says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. What manner of love is it? What kind of love is it? Well, it's the best gift that God could possibly give. It's the best. That's what it is. What kind of love is it? It's the best kind of love. Amen. It's the best gift we could possibly have. You know, a couple of years ago, my dad went on to heaven. And I am so thankful, you know, that the Bible says that, yeah, we mourn, but we don't mourn as those with no hope. And I'm so thankful that I will see him again someday. Amen. Glory to God. Now, a couple of years ago, like I said, my dad went on to be with the Lord. And a few months after that, now see, my parents live up in Minnesota, so it's a little drive to get up there. Now my mom is there now by herself. She's doing very well. But now, after a few months after Daddy went on to be with the Lord, I went back up just to see how Mom was doing. Kind of check up on Mama, you know, that's a good thing. And now I have a sister and I have a brother. They're both older than me, and they live in that area. And so they're able to watch her and care for her and, you know, take care of her, and that's a wonderful thing. And so I remember going up there, and we were at my sister's house that evening, just sitting around talking. And now my mom came over to me, and she had a little box. And she said, "Paul," she said, I have a gift for you. I have something that I'd like you to have." And she opened up the box, and on the inside of that box, I knew exactly what it was. I had seen this all my life. It was my daddy's wedding ring. And she said, "Paul," she said, "I want you to have Dad's wedding ring." Well, you know, I kind of hesitated just a minute because I thought, boy, I don't know if I can do that, you know. And I saw the look in Mama's face. That look, you know, that I really want you to have it. I want you to receive this from me. And so I took that ring out, and I immediately, now this is my dad's wedding ring. I have not taken it off since I put it on. And I wear my dad's wedding ring. Now I got two wedding rings. I got one from my wife, and I got one from my mama. Amen. Now I put this wedding ring on, and I saw my dad wear this wedding ring all his life. I could never imagine me wearing his wedding ring, but I have it on. And I remember now, when I put this wedding ring on, I heard this down on the inside. I heard this. Now you run your race like your daddy ran his. Oh, I'm telling you. And so now, this ring has become, I mean, it was a covenant ring between my mom and my dad, but now it has become a covenant ring between me and my God. Every time I look at this ring, I'm reminded of the covenant that my mom and dad had. Well, they were together here on the earth, and now I recognize this ring as a covenant now between me and my God, and I'm to run my race just like my daddy ran his race. And I thought about this ring, and I thought, you know what? My mom gave me her very best. I mean, I cannot imagine getting anything beyond this ring that would have more value to her or to me than my dad's wedding ring. She gave me her best. Well, now you see, when God sent Jesus to this earth, now you just think about John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that's you and me. You see, God gave us His very best. His very best. The love of God has been shed abroad by the Holy Ghost. When Jesus went to the cross and He bare our sins, our burdens on the cross, that we might have life, God gave us His very best. Amen. And so the love of God, it's the very best that God could have given. I want to turn in my Bible to another verse. And this verse is found in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3. And I'm going to read verses 17, 18, and 19. "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." Like I say, we're talking about the love of God. And we saw that the love of God is the best gift that God could give. It's also the biggest gift that He could give. God's love, it's the biggest gift that He could ever give. It was about a month ago that my wife and I went on vacation, and we were celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary. And one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to see the Grand Canyon. Now, have you seen the Grand Canyon? Yeah, seen? And now, I remember having gone to the Grand Canyon when I was a little boy, but I really didn't remember. I knew that we had gone, but that was about it. I didn't remember a whole lot about it. Now, we were staying on the north side of the Grand Canyon, so we wanted to go to the North Rim, and I had never been there before. And so it was, from where we were staying, it was going to be about a three-hour trip to go and see the canyon, and a three-hour trip back. And so we started out in the desert. And boy, it was warm, you know, and so we had on shorts and a t-shirt and some flip-flops, you know. And we had no idea that when we got to the Grand Canyon, it would be cold. The Grand Canyon, the North Rim, is at 9,000 feet, you know, up in the air. There were people up there with coats, you know, and walking around. Here I had a t-shirt and flip-flops, you know. I thought, man, it's cold up here. Now, we started out in the desert. We didn't have any idea it was going to get cold. And we drove and drove and then we started going up, and you could tell, you know, hey, I didn't know we were going to go in the mountain. I thought the Grand Canyon was a hole in the ground, you know. I didn't think I was going to go up in the mountains to see the Grand Canyon. And so now we kept going up and up and up, and finally, you know, we got into the trees, and then there were a lot of trees, and then we got into pine trees that you see, you know, when it gets cool, pretty cold, big, big, tall pine trees. And we finally got to the North Rim. I remember getting out of the car and walking. And, of course, now I could see right away that when you get to the edge of the Grand Canyon, I mean, it doesn't gradually go down. It goes down. I mean, it drops. And it drops thousands of feet. I mean, I had no idea. And so now I'm looking for a railing. I'm not going to just walk to the edge. I'm just not, you know, heights and me. I just want to have a little bit of safety between me and that drop-off over there. And so we found some trails, and we found some steel railings, you know, keep me safe. And I remember walking up to that railing. And looking down, looking across, looking at the length and the width and the depth and the height of the Grand Canyon. And I was looking, and you could see all of the colors that were in the rocks, all the formations and all of the colors and the beauty of it and the greatness of it, the grandness of it. How big it was. And I thought, my goodness, I had no idea that it was this big. And then again, down on the inside, I heard these words: my love is bigger than the Grand Canyon. My love for you and you and you, it's bigger than the Grand Canyon. Oh, it's so big. And so we start to put this in perspective and see the bigness and the greatness of God. And not only is the love of God the best gift, but the love of God is the biggest gift. Oh, it's huge. It's bigger, not just bigger than the Grand Canyon. The love of God is bigger than the universe. The love of God, it goes beyond. You see, He talks about the length and the height and the breadth and the depth of the love of God, that it goes beyond anything that we could imagine or even think. And so as I was standing there and just looking at that incredible Grand Canyon and hearing, "My love is bigger than this." Oh boy, it expanded my vision, you know. I said, "Wow, yeah, I see that." Now I have one other verse that I want to take a look at. We're looking at the love of God today. And I've turned in my Bible to Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to read verse 38 and 39. This is the Apostle Paul talking, and he says this, "For I am persuaded." Oh, isn't it good to be persuaded about the love of God? "I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. You know this, that the love of God is the most powerful gift we can receive. Not only is it the best gift, not only is it the biggest gift, but it's the most powerful gift that we could ever receive, the love of God, the love of God. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. You know, when I was just a little kid, I really liked Superman. Anybody follow? I just liked Superman. Man, I just, so many times I pretended like I could fly, you know. And I remember just being a little tiny kid. Now, I would get Mama's pillowcase. And I was so small, you know, tiny, that I'd get that pillowcase and I'd tie it around my neck. And then it came down my back, you know. It was just long enough to be my cape. And I remember running around the house with my hands out, you know, pretending like I was Superman and I could fly. Well, now, I don't remember this, but everybody in my family tells me that I was so convinced that I could fly that one day I went outside and I climbed up on the garage roof. Now, I don't remember this. Maybe it's just because I don't want to remember this. Now my brother told me this, my sister told me this, my mom and dad, they told me this, and they just looked at me and they just shook their head and said, "Man, we just don't understand it." I went up on the top of the garage roof, and they tell me that I really believed that I could fly. I mean, I jumped off the edge of the garage roof, and I just had my hands out. I mean, I knew I was going to fly. And obviously, I didn't fly, and I came straight down to the ground. Well, fortunately, I didn't jump out onto the driveway. I jumped out into the backyard, and so at least I landed in grass. I think that was probably my saving grace, you know. But now, think about this. The reason why I told that story is think about gravity. Now, this is something that's been created by God, gravity. It doesn't matter whether it's raining or sunny. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the night or during the middle of the day. It doesn't even matter if I don't believe in gravity. It doesn't stop it from working. Just because I don't believe in gravity, it doesn't mean that it's not there. Now many times you'll hear this. Some people might say, "Well, I just don't believe in God." Well, it doesn't change anything. You know, I mean, just because you don't believe in something, it doesn't change anything. God's still just as real as he's always been, you know. And just because you don't believe in gravity, that doesn't mean you can get up on a roof and jump. I mean, gravity is still there. It's still going to work. Gravity is a very, very powerful force. It's always there. It's always the same. It never changes. It doesn't matter where you whether you think it's there or not. It doesn't even matter if you don't know how it works. It's going to work anyway. You don't have to figure it out. It works. It's there. It's real. Just like the love of God. The love of God is the most powerful force in the universe. The love of God. The love of God. It doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. The love of God is real. The love of God is there. The love of God always works, whether you think it does or not. It's the love of God. It's the most powerful gift in the world. And so we're looking at the love of God today. The love of God is the best gift that God could give. The love of God is the biggest gift that God could give. And the love of God is the most powerful gift that God could give. And His name is Jesus. Amen. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Doesn't matter what our situation is, what our circumstance is, where we are, what's going on, the love of God is real. The love of God works. We don't have to know how it works. It works. Amen. We don't have to figure it out. All we have to do is believe. We are believers. We believe in the love of God, and His name is Jesus. There might be people in this facility right here that maybe don't even believe in the love of God. It doesn't really matter when it comes to whether the love of God works or not. It's going to work whether you believe it or not. But there may be times, there may be situations when it would be good to be able to share the love of God. The love of God is real. The love of God is true. The love of God is big. And the love of God is very, very powerful. It's the love of God, it's Jesus Himself that is our Savior and our Lord. It's Jesus that opened the gate to heaven for us, for you and for me, that we might realize that we have eternal life to live forever with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is a good God. I'm so glad you all came out today. Amen. I wanted to encourage not just you, but me. Sometimes I need to preach to myself and encourage myself in the Word of God, you know. But I'm so glad that you're here. I wanted to encourage you on the love of God. The love of God will never leave you, never forsake you. It is always there. Amen. And so we can be encouraging to others, knowing that we've got that love down on the inside of us. Amen. And sometimes we don't even have to say anything. Sometimes it's best we don't. But we can certainly live the love walk. We can show people how good God is. Amen. Sometimes we can even talk about it. Amen. Amen. I'd like to close this afternoon with a word of prayer. But before I do, if there's anybody here, maybe you've been in church all your life, but don't know for sure if you're actually saved, if you're born again, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
If that's the case, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Amen. At any time, you can call on this love of God, and he will receive you in his arms. Amen. Or maybe you're here and you know you're saved. You know that you're on your way to heaven. Heaven is your home. But maybe you haven't been as close to God as what you once were, or you're not as close to God as what you'd like to be. And you just like to get closer, like to rededicate your life. Good to see you today. I'm glad you came in. Amen. Now you might want to rededicate your life to the Lord today and say, God, you know, I love you. I know I'm in the family of God. I know I'm going to heaven, but I just want to get even closer. I just love you so much. I want to get closer. Is there anybody like that? And then I'm going to close with a word of prayer. Praise God. I see that. Now, I'm going to close in prayer, and then I'm going to come to you, and we're going to pray together, okay? Amen. Amen. Just not right now. Just wait just a minute, okay? Amen. Let's close together in a word of prayer. Father, we just come to you now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for an opportunity to take a look into the Word of God and see the love of God, how big it is, how strong it is, how majestic it is, that it's the best gift that you could possibly give. And Father, we receive that now. We thank you, Lord, for that gift of love. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one that came into this room today. Pray, Lord, a special blessing on their lives, health and strength and prosperity in their lives, Lord, that they'll live their lives for you. And Father, we thank you and we give you praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.